good young wizards are meant to be. Their love grows on as does their tree. Draco's want for blood builds need like a flood, but in the end, love sets him free. Our tree, pinned by the hand of Draco Malfoy. You take anything before you got here? The scratchy voice caught Draco's wandering attention. He lifted his head at an awkward angle and swept his disapproving eyes over the old man. Not that it's any of your business, but no. Whatever you say, buddy. I just never seen anyone else sit in this chair here for an hour without flinching. Draco let his head fall down onto the duct tape leather pillow. I'm fine, I assure you. The old tattoo artist gave a sharp snort. I have a high tolerance for pain. I'll say, most people who want work done on their back have no idea how many nerves live there. He chuckled and raised a skeptical eyebrow. A piece of work this size would make most inmates cry for mama by now. Draco was trying to think of a way to curse the entire muggle population of Georgia. Sorry to disappoint you, he said flatly, closing his eyes. Ah, don't make no difference to me. You can sing and dance if you want, long as you have the cash when we're through. I've paid in full. Well then, we got no problems. He chuckled and fussed around the room. I'm guessing about 5 more minutes for the trace, and then I'll give my old hands a break before the fill. You can stay here, watch TV up front, or join me in the back for a drink. Up to you, but I need about an hour or so. Fine. I'll stay here. Suit yourself. Draco collapsed onto his desk, pulling a sweat-sheened and flushed Harry down onto his chest. Wow. Harry exhaled, dropping his head down onto Draco's shoulder. You don't have to say that every time. Draco turned his face into the mess of dark hair and inhaled deeply while Harry hummed, My ego already has a bad enough reputation. He looked around the tip of Harry's ear and then blew gently over the moist skin. Well, I always mean it. Harry smiled to himself, shifting his position to free up the arm he had fallen on. And when you do that thing with your tongue right before we both... Well, let's just say it's the only word I can manage after my brain shuts off. Draco shivered as Harry's now freed hand wove pink fingers through his damp hair. You're speaking just fine now. Looks like I need to try a bit harder next time. He purred, running a finger down Harry's slick back. Oh, God. Draco chuckled softly. Before I met you, I don't think I ever even knew the word adorable. He teased, adjusting slightly to kiss Harry's damp forehead. Marry me? Immediately. Harry pushed up onto his elbows and looked down. You'll have to wear the dress, though. Your legs are prettier than mine. Prat. Draco scolded, giving a sharp tug to a chunk of black hair, pulling Harry down against him. Hey, yeah, you're right. I'm prettier. I suppose we could both go and drag. Harry teased, pulling Draco's hair into two sections, roughly resembling pigtails. Draco shot him a mock warning look. Like you'll really need another excuse to buy more lacy underthings. Harry broke out into a fit of giggles, muffled by the skin at the base of Draco's neck. With the arm that wasn't wrapped around Harry, Draco grabbed a handful of sheet, pulling it up over the both of them. I think it's time for Harry to fall asleep now. Harry tilted his chin and clamped his teeth firmly down onto the nearest earlobe, pulled and released while Draco hissed. What? Not up for another go? Harry whispered, licking the salty skin he'd just assaulted. Minx, I'm spent. You'll have to find your fun elsewhere. Too much work. Can I tempt you as far as the shower? Could do, but this spot is rather comfortable, he said, sleepily wrapping Harry tighter in his arms. But you hate being sticky. Harry's tongue slid effortlessly up to the tip of Draco's chin and then reached out for a taste of his bottom lip. Your fault for wearing me out. At this point, I don't mind stewing in your juices. Harry wrinkled his nose. Oh, very sexy. Come on. He whipped back the sheet and reached for Draco's hand. Troll. Draco weakly resisted the slippery Gryffindor. Harry pulled him out of bed and steered them both toward the bathroom. You'll love it. Draco twisted back around to kiss his favorite tempter. Like chocolate. I knew it. Harry smiled as he playfully pushed Draco into the shower. Whoa there. Draco's eyes flew open, noticing his wand hand had closed around the old man's neck. He released him instantly. Sorry. I don't like being touched. You fell asleep. I didn't mean anything by it. He backed away from Draco and into a tray of instruments. I apologize, Draco offered, trying to sound sincere. The man watched him closely, rubbing his throat. Draco sighed. Will this help? He turned his hand over, displaying $100 bill. Yeah, that's the medicine. I'm feeling better already. The tattoo artist nodded, relieving Draco of the money. Good. I was going to ask about some of these color choices. The man started again, changing the subject. Problem? Draco asked, tucking a stray blonde strand behind his ear. No, but this velvet red tends to fade if you spend a lot of time in the sun. Draco choked out a short laugh. Not really an issue. The old man nodded, staring at Draco's pale skin. I'm going to start with this, then. Fill in everywhere that needs it, so I'll be jumping around a bit. I told you I'm fine, Draco answered sharply, noticing his growing, insistent hunger. Same speech I give everyone, just part of my job. Quite unnecessary, but thank you. Oh, here's a mirror if you want to see what's going on. Just point it at the ceiling and you can watch. Draco struggled to maintain his patience. I'd rather just see it when it's done. The old man shook his head. Never had a customer like you. Been doing this 30 years. You'd be surprised how often I hear that. The man just shrugged and returned to his work. Draco closed his eyes, feeling the distant pinpricks trying to break through the numbness. Draco slowly opened his eyes, adjusting to the soft artificial light. Harry? He attempted, voice raw and weak. He was lying on his back, surrounded by the soothing pastels of the walls of St. Mungo's. Harry was crying softly, his face buried in the blankets that covered Draco's chest. Harry. Draco tried again, rubbing his thumb over a wet cheek. Love, look at me. Harry shook his head, keeping it buried in the fabric. We couldn't stop the change. I know. Draco confessed, rubbing the top of Harry's shoulder. But how? Harry turned his head so his damp cheek was resting just above Draco's silent chest. You've been asleep for... I guessed. And Draco's voice faltered as he pressed his palm gently against Harry's flushed neck. I didn't think my father would leave any room for failure this time. It's been 48 hours. Draco, I don't know what else to do. His body shook, sending a fresh crop of tears out to meet the soggy blanket. Draco moved his thumb along the dark hairline, wishing he could kiss away the fear and pain he had heard in Harry's voice. He couldn't think of anything reassuring to say. Shh. Draco's shaky voice was barely louder than a sigh. Harry took no notice as a meta wizard entered the room. He cried freely against the man he loved, silently admitting defeat. Draco felt his heart rip in two. Don't give up, love, he whispered. Harry choked back his tears, trying to steady his breathing. I don't want to believe what everyone's been telling me, but after this amount of time... Most transformations are permanent. I know. Draco stilled his hands and lowered his voice. We'll find a way, Harry. Harry looked up. His face was a mess of white and red blotches. The wet green of his eyes seemed almost violent in contrast to the bloodshot background. He looked like he hadn't slept, and Draco noticed that he was still wearing the same clothes he had last seen him in. He took the weary face in his unsteady hands. Who knows about me? Draco asked, as the Meta Wizard left the room quietly. Hermione, Ron, Arthur, Severus, and Marshall's team. He tilted his head in the direction of the door. The Meta Wizard? Harry nodded, knocking a few stray tears further down his cheeks. Draco reached up and softly wiped them away with a rough tissue. What about people researching with Hermione? Her Auror students. They think she's assigned them a project. She didn't tell them who they were really working for. Harry forced a weak smile. Even with Harry's warm face in his hands, Draco suddenly felt painfully hollow. I want to hold you. Harry stood up quickly, drew his wand, and touched it to the bed. Jimin, though. Draco watched in silence as the bed doubled in size. The staff are going to have my head, but I don't care, Harry said, throwing a locking charm at the closed door. Surely they don't frown on other couples. No, but we're not like other couples now, are we? They seem to think that you might be dangerous. That's why the chaperone every few minutes. Draco nodded. Harry crawled into his arms and settled against him. Draco felt infinitely better, instantly aware of how his body craved even just the smell of Harry. Pulling him close, Draco tried to keep his mind off the physical desires that seemed to jump to the forefront of his thoughts every time Harry moved. Did you see the wizard who touched me with the portkey? Harry shook his head against the base of Draco's neck. I keep playing it back in my mind, seeing different faces every time. Last thing I remember clearly was walking out of the leather shop. You put on your new coat, a group of kids ran past us, and then you were gone. Harry barely got out the last few words before his throat and constricting chest decided he had said enough. Draco pulled him closer. I'm here now. After a few minutes of silence, Harry reached up to brush a stray strand of hair out of Draco's eyes. What was he thinking? Harry asked, barely louder than a whisper. Draco slid his palm against Harry's and wrapped their fingers together. The rules of war, Harry. Hurt the ones your enemy loves. Harry suddenly pushed up on his elbow, glaring down. You're his son! He pulled his hand away to gesture wildly. Doesn't seem to hold much weight, now does it? Draco whispered, turning his head away. They were both quiet for a moment, not really knowing who should apologize first, or if there was even any need to. Harry reached out a shaky hand, running it over the stained bandage on Draco's neck. I'm sorry. I couldn't get to you. I tried. Draco covered Harry's hand, squeezing it lightly. I know. It's not your fault. Harry laid his head down and closed his eyes. What do you remember? Draco pulled his fingers through Harry's hair. Oh, well, I woke up on our kitchen floor, screaming and dragging myself away from that sunbeam. You ran in, fell on your knees. I think we were both crying. Then I must have passed out again. You did. Nothing from after the portkey? Harry asked softly. No. Somewhere after the portkey and before arriving wherever, I must have been drugged. Harry cursed under his breath. Draco's concerned eyes reached his. What is it? Nothing. Draco knew Harry too well to believe that, and he could see Harry knew it too. It's just that there may have been a chance if we knew who bit you. Draco sighed. Doesn't really seem an option at this point, unless someone can beat my father into disclosing what he knows. Harry suddenly scrambled to his feet, pulled on his discarded jumper, gave Draco a hurried kiss, and was reversing the locking charm on the door before Draco could do anything but shout after him, Harry! I didn't mean you! After an echoing trail of profanity that alerted every staff member in the hospital, Draco fell back against the crisp sheets, soaking his pillow with tears of loss and frustration. Still with us? The old man asked, squatting down into Draco's line of sight. Draco silently cursed himself for falling asleep again. Yes. Is it done? He asked, stifling a yawn. Not quite yet. One more color. You want a break for some food? The artist asked, picking his teeth with the pointy end of a comb. No, just keep going, I'm fine. You sure? Your stomach growls are scaring the dog. Draco rolled his eyes. Just finish it. He thought back to his long day of searching the phone pages for any tattoo establishment of good standing that was open after sunset. He had his dinner before arriving, but now, hours later, his body was protesting. He hadn't known how long the whole process took, but was beginning to wish he had stepped out for a quick snack. The old man seemed to read his mind, even though he had no idea what Draco really hungered for. How about cheese or cookies? No, thank you. I'll wait. Draco answered in a tone that he thought was rather firm. Chocolate chip? The man sang, in a voice that made Draco wish he had picked another late-night parlor. I'm a picky eater. He turned his head away and removed all emotion from his voice. Can I ask you about this design? No, Draco snapped, not really intending to sound so harsh. All right, then. I'll just start on this small screen. Harry, wake up, love. Draco crawled up Harry's body on top of the covers. Harry sat up abruptly, reaching instinctively for Draco's face, cradling the icy cheeks. Anger and relief soaked through the words that poured from his mouth. What are you doing? They'll find you here. I don't care. Draco closed the distance between them, pulling Harry forward for a brief but desperate kiss. I need you. Harry pulled back, running a shaking hand down Draco's neck, fingers poking under the fabric of his collar. It's been so mad. Every wizarding paper in the world is calling for your head. Why did you leave the hospital? His eyes met Draco's. Draco kept Harry's face and spoke softly. I didn't want to hurt anyone. Harry closed his eyes for a moment and frowned in concentration. But the potion they were giving you was supposed to... Draco cut him off with a soft kiss. It didn't work, Harry. I was hungry. Harry completed the thought, his eyes still closed tight, as if saying it caused him pain. Sadness seemed to be pouring out from him. Draco could feel it. I fought it off as long as I could, but Draco dropped his head down on Harry's shoulders, struggling to swallow. Harry wrapped his arms around him. Are you all right? No. I think I'm sick or starving. I don't know what's happening. Harry rubbed Draco's back with one hand, while twisting bits of blonde hair nervously with the other. They stayed silent for a few minutes, but Draco knew it wouldn't last long. He could feel Harry struggle with the question even before he opened his mouth. Have you eaten? Once, Draco answered honestly. 4 days ago. I need help. I don't know how long I can... Who was it? Draco sat up abruptly, brushing his long hair away from his eyes as he raised his voice. Gods, Harry, I don't know. Some street person. I don't want to. Harry touched his hand lightly, searching Draco's eyes. I know. Draco closed his eyes and thanked all the gods he knew for his lover's understanding. The past few days had been agony without him, and Draco really didn't know how Harry would feel about continuing their relationship after letting it all sink in. The pain of uncertainty was almost worse than a straight rejection. The look that Draco had just witnessed from Harry was enough to reassure him that they were going through this together, whatever the cost. Thank God for Gryffindor foolishness, Draco thought to himself. Harry's voice brought him out of his worship. Draco, can I ask you something? Draco opened his eyes and nodded. Harry took a deep breath. When you drink, does the person have to die, or can you stop before it's too late? Draco squeezed his eyes shut again as his body trembled, responding to the suggestion. No, he whispered. Don't do this, Harry. Don't put thoughts in my head. I could help you. I want to. When Draco opened his eyes, Harry's face was wet with tears. He made sure Draco was watching as he sucked on two of his fingers, then ran them over the base of his own neck, tilting his head back, a selfless offering. Hunger and desire fought love and common sense as Draco battled to keep his hands off Harry. Never before had he wanted him so much, but the reasons for wanting were drastically blurred. He bit down on his own lip hard enough to break the skin, with the taste of his blood reducing the urge to savor Harry's, and his mind fought to remind him of the risk involved in following the nagging instincts. Finally, anger shoved against logic, and Draco clung to it, finding a way to ground himself. You don't know what you're doing! He jerked back as Harry reached for him. I do! Harry protested, crawling closer. Draco's anger was pushing him off the bed. No, you don't! It's not romantic or beautiful or anything else you might think. The man I bit into screamed until my ears rung. He reeked of fear, tasted like filth that I had no control. I killed him! Harry dropped his gaze to the floor, wiping his damp face with the back of his hand. But you wouldn't hurt me. We have to do something. You're starving. Harry whispered. Draco dropped to his knees beside the bed, his hunger temporarily replaced with concern and guilt. Harry, look at me. I don't even know if vampires can die from starvation, but I'm willing to try. I don't want any of this. I could kill you. No. God, Draco, please don't say that. Harry's head fell forward down to his chest. Draco placed a hand on Harry's knee. Everyone will be safer. He pressed a palm into the side of Harry's wet face and continued softly. And when your time comes, I'll find you. Harry broke in front of him, no longer holding back the sobs that shook his body. He lunged forward, clinging to Draco, choking on pain and fear. We didn't have enough time. Harry found Draco's eyes. Their hearts broke as one. I know. I know. Draco pulled Harry against him. I'm sorry, but we've got to make some decisions now. Your death is not going to be an option, Harry whispered stubbornly. Draco kissed the salty skin just below Harry's eyes. Muggle blood banks! Harry grasped at random ideas. I've tried a few. The Ministry has spies waiting for me. What about... Draco pulled back, holding Harry's shoulders at arm's length. Don't you understand, Harry? You're the only one who still sees me. I'm a monster to everyone else. Please just let me say goodbye. No. Harry looked like he'd been slapped. Give me another week. Hermione hasn't given up either. For now, I could get you some animals, something. Just let me try. Harry rationalized until Draco finally gave up, pulling him close again, kissing the dark fringe. All right, Harry. One more week. Harry exhaled, and Draco could hear the relief that rushed out with the breath. I have something to tell you. Anything. But first, will you hold me? Harry asked, brushing his fingers over Draco's chest. Draco nodded, and Harry pulled them both back down onto the bed, settling without thought into a familiar position. Draco was first to break the silence. I think, after every time, it gets harder to resist feeding. Harry remained silent, nodding slowly. After I drained that old man, I wasn't full. It's like being haunted. There's no wholeness, no peace. Harry lifted his head. It's the same for me. There's a hole where you used to be. It's like my heart's trying to tell me you're already dead. Draco felt tears escaping from his eyes as he listened to Harry's confession. It seems my father succeeded. Harry choked out a bitter laugh. Too bad he had such a short time to gloat. Draco tightened his hold on Harry. I could smell it when I passed the manor. How did he die? I walked in, disarmed him, and when he wouldn't tell me who turned you, I snapped his neck. Are you being charged? No. Harry took a breath and looked up. I'm sorry. Draco looked down at him, running a thumb along Harry's cheekbone. He stopped being a father to me long ago. At least he can't hurt anyone else now. Harry smiled weakly and rested back in the crook of Draco's shoulder. Harry, I don't want to, but I think I should leave now, Draco said, surprised when Harry didn't put up a fight. I wish you could stay with me, he said quietly. Draco rolled Harry onto his back, kissing him deeply, trying to communicate his regret and love with what little of his self-control he had remaining. Harry responded in kind, but was unable to stop his tears. Finally, Draco pulled back, climbing backwards off the edge of the bed. Find me on Friday, Harry. Midnight. I'll be waiting by those caves Sirius used to hide in. I love you.